FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Officials at Causey Bay Port of Entry are cracking down on criminal syndicates smuggling illegal assets to neighbouring countries. The Border Management Authority says three people were arrested this week at the border to Mozambique, northern KZN. Spokesperson Meme Mokhotsi says three high-value assets were found.
The BMA border guards uncovered a black motorbike frame concealed inside a trailer. The frame matched details from a pending police case of a stolen motorbike in Mayville. The suspect was en route to Malawi. The BMA border guards also intercepted a white Toyota Hilux. The BMA border guards found that the VIN number and engine numbers had been tampered with. A detailed check confirmed that the vehicle was reported stolen in Littleton.
Mokhotsi says a black Toyota Corolla Cross attempting to enter Mozambique was also recovered. The BMA says the car was stolen in Durban North. And officials have confirmed glitches in the sale of tickets for this weekend's Nedbank Cup final. Stadium Management SA's Bertie Grobler says a preliminary report has found that tickets went on sale earlier than scheduled, causing system glitches and delays. He says the tickets were sold out within 90 minutes.
That caused a glitch. The system allowed more people to make payments than there's capacity for. False information went out that people were issued with tickets. That's not the case. Open tickets stop the platform from issuing tickets, physical tickets, but the transactions still went through.
The match between Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs will be played at Moses Mabhida Stadium on Saturday. Krobler says refunds will be issued to 80% of people who bought tickets online. And as the conclave to elect the next pope begins, a local religious expert says the previous pontiff's legacy will heavily influence the choice. 133 cardinals have gathered at the Sistine Chapel in Rome to vote for a successor to the late Pope Francis. UKZN's Dean of Religious Studies, Professor Smangaliso Khumalo.
The previous pope was a radical pope, as we all know. The direction that he gave to the Catholic Church to move forward in a much more progressive, much more embracing LGBTI people, migrants, all sorts of people who are marginalized in society, and opening up the Catholic Church more. And so there is a possibility they will have a very difficult time themselves, whoever is elected, because the pope has set up the bar too high.
He says the new pope will have a lot on his plate.
The war in Ukraine, the war in Palestine, that the church was already trying to intervene and make statements and support the people there. It's work that needs to continue. The pressure from outside, where people are talking about the rights of women within the Catholic Church and the role that is being played by women who are the majority but are not allowed to be ordained and all that, are the issues that are going to be concerning the new pope and many, many more.
Durban and Richards Bay, 25 degrees tomorrow. Pietermaritzburg, 23.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Declan Rice confident that Arsenal can turn around the 1-0 deficit tonight in the Champions League semi-final. The Proteas women's team have lost to India in their tri-series in Sri Lanka. And the Kolkata Knight Riders take on the Chennai Super Kings in the IPL.